Proclamation number 5617, dated the March 9th, 1953. The Father's House and Beatitude. You shall enter into my paternal house. You shall dwell in eternity where I once placed you to be most blissfully active. But then you will be able to behold your God and Father of eternity in Jesus Christ. I myself will be amongst you, and your bliss will be and remain without bounds, for in eternity the glory of my kingdom has no end. That which you can achieve on earth is so inconceivable and overwhelming that you would no longer strive for anything else on earth were you able to imagine this glory. But you must strive for my kingdom without this knowledge. You must return to your Father's house of your own free will, because beatitude will only be your fate on condition that the being has voluntarily attained perfection. One day this beatitude is destined for you. Nevertheless, it is left up to yourselves as to how long you still want to delay your homecoming into your Father's house. The time is determined by yourselves, and when your body dies it can already be over and have gained you perfection on this earth. I await all of you and have prepared the mansion for you. Allow these words of mine to take effect in you. Let yourselves be motivated to seriously strive towards coming to me in my kingdom. Imagine the most glorious fate, and you will not come anywhere near the true idea of that which I have prepared for my own, for those who love me with all their heart and soul. And you can attain all this by merely keeping my commandment of loving me and your fellow human being. Through unselfish love you shall shape yourselves such that you can be accepted into the spiritual kingdom with all its light without fading away. Then you will be able to enter into your Father's house. Then I myself will come to meet you and guide all of you towards the glories, and in my presence, permeated by my love, you will be and remain indescribably happy for all eternity. Amen.